We're so excited to speak to the wonderful Jameson Rodgers, who has recently released his new EP, An Inch for the Money, through Sony Music Nashville. He's also got a track, Cold Beer, Calling My Name, out with Luke Combs right now, that's doing incredibly well on the charts. So make sure to give that a listen and listen to his EP after you miss it. Please welcome Jameson Rodgers.
What's up?
Hello, happy release day.
Oh, thank you.
How does it feel to finally have it out?
it feels great, to say the least. You know, I've kind of been sitting on these songs for almost a couple years at this point. Yeah. So it's nice to finally get the chance to put them out. It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, this project, it kind of just feels like the story of your life and, you know, like your journey as an artist. And when I was going through reviewing it, it was like authenticity was kind of the word that kept springing to mind. How important has that always been kind of in your music to keep your authentic self as like the core of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to try to be somebody I'm not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just a dude from Batesville, Mississippi, a little small town in Mississippi that moved to Nashville with a big dream. You know, I'm not trying to be anything I'm not, you know, I've kind of just accepted, you know, I that's one thing. A lot of people ask me what I learned from Luke Combs, being out on tour with him in 2019. And I learned you can be yourself and it can work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of, you know, I'm just trying to be Jameson, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. And obviously, talking about Luke Combs, obviously your track with him, Cold Beer, like doing amazingly. Kind of, how did he come to be a part of that track? And can you just talk about kind of the evolution of that song? And yeah.
So when I wrote the song, I wrote it with Hunter Phelps, Alyssa Vanderheim, mm-hmm. and Brett Tyler. And when we were writing it, it we never had the intention of it ever being a duet or kind of a song. And so we were just kind of writing a song for me. And
yeah,
when we went in the studio, I still, even when we put the band on it, I had no intentions of it being a duet. And kind of after I put the band on it, or right around the same time when I was in the studio, Luke had hit me up to go on that tour with him. And so I was like, man, I mean, it would be fun to have a feature on my first record. You know what I mean? That would be cool. And I mean, it just made sense to ask Luke. I was supposed to be with him for literally a whole year.
Exactly. And you may as well at that point.
Yeah. I mean, we both, you know, we both like drinking beer. And I honestly expected him to say no.
Yeah.
Just because he's never featured on anything. You know what I mean? And but for whatever reason, he's done me more favors than I'll ever be able to repay him for. So
amazing track. So, I mean, it just brought it to life, really. And I mean, that one and Rolling Stone, you know, it just, they make me almost like, I'm just like, need live music back. And those kind of tracks make you need live music back even more. I guess, how was it important to you to have that kind of bigger sound, particularly with everything that's happened in the last year? Kind of like getting ready for live shows again, we can finally kind of see that that's going to be happening. So to have that sort of diversity in your sound on the record.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I think I grew up listening to like the classic rock and 90s country you know, I like to call it baseball music. It was, mm-hmm. it's pretty much the classic rock, you know, the stuff they'd play in between innings when I was playing baseball, you know, AC/DC, that, you know, Stones, all that stuff.
Basically all the good stuff.
Yeah, all the good stuff. And so I don't know, I've just always kind of gravitated towards that kind of a sound, kind of mixing the rock and the 90s country kind of thing, you know what I mean, in a way. So I don't know. I guess that's kind of where my influence has come from.
Yeah, well, can't wait to hear that live when it actually comes back. Obviously, Some Girls also was like this massive tipping point kind of in your sort of journey. When you wrote that song, did you kind of expect that to be the song that kind of changed the game?
Well, it's funny. You know, I moved to town to be a songwriter, and I've had some success as a writer, but I actually didn't even write that song. It was a song that... that I kind of found, like when you're coming up with, you know, I moved to Nashville in 2010, mm-hmm. and throughout the early years, you kind of build a crew that you build a class of other writers that you come up with, and that's where I met Hardy and so many others that I've mm-hmm. come up with. And that song was just a demo that him and Jake Mitchell and CJ Solar that had shared with me forever. Yeah. I mean, it was an older song, and I was just like, man, if no one ever records a song, I'm doing it. And so it somehow slipped through the cracks, and I just knew it was a special song. I mean, it's hard to even explain. It's just like one of those songs that you hear for the first time, and you're just like, wow, that's a, you know, that's
a special. Where putting the story that you kind of haven't heard it before. And it's always, when you hear something where someone hasn't told it that way, it's pretty special, because there's so many songs out there in the universe. So when you hear it differently, it's something special.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you glad, kind of, I guess, that the sort of trajectory happened this way? Obviously, you had so many years as a songwriter and kind of had time to kind of like hone your craft and hone the songs and kind of know what story you wanted to put out there. Do you think that's helped shape you to be the artist you are now and know what you want to put out?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when I moved to town, I was so green that I was green as an artist, obviously, and as a writer. And so I figured out, or I learned fast just by going out and hearing other singers and writers playing, that I had a lot of learning to do. And so I kind of just put my head down with the writing for years and kind of honed in on that skill before I kind of went out and started cutting my teeth on the road. So I think it just having the foundation as a songwriter, definitely has helped me.
I mean, you talk about that, and you know, in it for the money, you know, but having those years of sort of grafting, and you know that it would almost be easier to step away if that was what you were in it for. I guess, what does it mean to you then to have the kind of level of success that you're finally garnering and that you're getting this attention? It must feel worthwhile now that you've had so many years of having that perspective.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, I'm just, man, I mean, I guess just the way I grew up, it's hard to like, I'm just so focused on, you know, I'm just so thankful for the opportunity. I mean, it's just like people from, like I said, Batesville, Mississippi, just don't, it's just not a job people do. And so, you know, I've just kept that in the back of my mind the whole time. And so it's, I don't know, I guess it's, I don't know. I guess I'm just humbled by it all. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I'm just thankful to even have a chance to do it, and much less, you know, have some success doing it. So it's,
Well, that humility and authenticity comes through in the music, which I'm sure is kind of a part of the reason why it's all happening. One of my standout tracks on the record is definitely When You Think of Mississippi. It's just like a heart song. I guess, where did that song come from? Could you talk about the inspiration in the moment?
Yeah, I mean, it is funny that you say that. It's when I love that song, obviously, Mississippi, and it's kind of a personal thing, but I didn't know how many people were going to like that song. Like, that song has gotten probably in the 12 hours that this song, the EP's been out, I feel like I've had more comments about When You Think of Mississippi. I'm just like, it's so funny. Like, I mean, there's only so many people from Mississippi, but I guess you kind of just put yourself in a, I don't know, Mississippi can be whatever. But that song, I wrote it. I saw every year I rent out a cabin, same cabin. It's east of Nashville on a lake. And we go up there the first week of January every year. I take some of my buddies up there and we write songs for a week or so. And that song was one of the first songs we ever wrote on one of those trips, and it came from just an idea. My buddy Josh Miller was like, man, we should just write a song called Mississippi. And so most of the time I would say 90% of the time we start with the whole title and you kind of know what the angle is. That one was just Josh said Mississippi. He didn't say When You Think of Mississippi. He was just like, let's just write one called Mississippi. And Jake Mitchell picked up the guitar and started playing that exact groove to the song, and we just kind of wrote it one line at a time. It wasn't like we had this huge angle that we were trying to get to. It just kind of fell out, and you know, there's obviously you know, you draw from past experiences and put, you know, bits and pieces of truth in every song. So it's, you know, it was kind of one of those deals, but yeah, definitely.
I think it's also a special moment because obviously you've got, it's in between and if Rolling's just after Rolling Rock, Rolling Stone. So it's kind of just this nice, like, breathing moment, I guess. Was it important to you to kind of have that balance of all the different sonic elements and kind of introduce, while you're also introducing you as an artist and kind of all the things you're about as a person, also to have that sonic kind of variation?
Yeah, I mean, the EP sequence is very intentional, you know what I mean?
People don't realize it, but like so many hours go into like rewriting and writing again the kind of way it's going to be ordered.
I have all the songs on my phone, and so I'm rearranging them. I'll go for a run, kind of listen to it down this way, and I'm just like, nah, I like it, you know, this good, you know, Rolling Rock needs to be after this, and it, you know, after hours and hours of doing that,
it's like a puzzle that you think will click into place until you keep changing your mind. You're like, well, congratulations, this EP is just really something special, and I just really hope that it gets the attention it deserves and we can hear it on the road soon. Do you know what, if this is part of like a longer project? I know this one's just out, but are you expecting to release more music this year and kind of tour it out?
Yeah, we're kind of expecting to put out a full album this fall. Got a bunch of songs kind of in our back pocket waiting for that. And so just whenever the timing is right and all the stars align, we'll throw that out
there too. So finally hear it live. Yeah. Finally get back to doing some live shows. It's an exciting time. But thank you so much for your time today and congratulations and happy release day.
Thank you so much. Thanks
for
having to do this.
Not at all. Speak to you soon. Thanks. And thanks, Courtney.